Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Visit Mount Mitchell, the podcast. This is Dr. John Stamey, and so glad to have everybody. My co-host with me, the one and only Robert Storch with Wonderfy. How's it going, Robert?
It's going great. It's a good day. I'm excited with our guest today, so it's a good day.
Well, good. You know what? I'm glad it's a good sunny day for you up there, right?
It's getting there. The rain seems to be leaving a little bit.
Okay, well, you know, it's beautiful and sunny here, but apparently, in case no one's heard, and I don't think they have, we have a hurricane bearing down and apparently it's going to make landfall in Myrtle Beach on Monday at 2 p.m., so I know where I will be. I will be in Columbia, South Carolina with my friends that day and watching from afar, but other than that, it's great. We've got a lot of folks down here at the beach. Tourism's great. It's exciting to be here. And speaking of tourism, one of the key guys that helps make it all possible there in the Mitchell County area is our guest today. He is the head of the Economic Development Commission. It is Mickey Daw. Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Great, John. Good to be with you this morning.
Oh, we're glad to have you here, and I'm excited. I always like when because I'm a big tourism guy. I think the things that I do really try to help tourism, and I think Robert, to a large extent, most of what he does has to help clients bring people in. So you're the guy that helped make it happen in Mitchell County. Let's just get right to the point. Tell us what you do. I think a lot of people do not know what the head of economic development does. They think it's some, pardon my quote, some dude in an office. But that's not you. I went to your Facebook page to get your phone number, and I was impressed when it said open always. And I said, this is a cell phone, and this is a guy you can call 24 hours a day. Did I get that right?
John, you did, and I'm so happy to be up in Mitchell. Been up there in my third year now, come all the way from the eastern band of Cherokee Indians as Secretary of Commerce for the tribe, and was able to hook up with some folks in Mitchell and come up with the economic development job. And it's been I've had a great time the last 3 years in economic development. When I was hired on, I told them, I said, if you see me sitting behind the desk and not doing a grant or busy work, I'm not doing my job. Economic development is getting out into the communities, visiting with the entrepreneurial community, small businesses, all the way up to some of our large industrial clients in Mitchell County, making things happen, taking care of your existing business, recruiting new business, filling up buildings, making sure your building base is always full and you have an inventory to sell from. And again, it's been a great almost 3 years in Mitchell, made a lot of friends during this time, and we have just thoroughly enjoyed our job, and we have some great people in Mitchell County.
Well, absolutely you do, because I have part of my family used to be involved in commerce up there in Mitchell County, and that's kind of what brought me back. I was up there at a festival last year, and I just liked it so much, and I said, you know, there's no point in not trying for me personally to do some business up there. I met Robert, who made things very easy. He and his wife and Wonderfy have been such good partners in trying to get things to go, and now we're talking to you. What do you think economic development is going to be over the next 5 years in Mitchell County? Kind of what is your goal in the next 5 years? Now, if folks think this is a question I'm springing on you, this is probably what you think about is what's it going to be like today, next year, and in 5 years, and you know where you want to go, correct?
That's exactly right. You have to know where you're going to go. And, John, I think that one of the big things that's happened over the last 3 months is the total economy, global economy, has been transformed. It was moving in that direction, as many people know, over the last 10 years. Everything was moving to online shopping. Amazon had risen up as a major player amongst others. Walmart had gotten into the game. Or starting to get into the game and other companies for the online business. But when COVID hit, in late March, our mountain community, it became a reality. And I think that as we go forward globally, you're going to see the online presence of businesses a must for continued economic growth and prosperity. Even mom and pop are forced to be able to have to get online now and market and effectively sell their merchandise, mail order, although we do see some of this driving customers back into the shop when they get a vacation. They might want to come to Mitchell County and go into places like In Tandem or Micah or David's on the Corner or some of these other folks that are artists here and visit Penland, some of those type things. Even though they bought the things online, this also pumps the local economies. When they are able to get out, they usually like to visit those places in person. John, a big player in Mitchell right now is 19 East. Now, 19 East is being completed, the four lane. It'll open up sometime in September. I was just out there yesterday, and they're looking at a lot of the drainage on the road now, finalizing their punch list with the contractors. I talked to some of the state folks, and they look for that road to be open and ready about mid-September. And when that happens, we're going to see a large influx. We're already seeing that influx, but we're going to see even more. And we're going to see a lot of businesses that are wanting to move out of the metropolitan areas like Asheville, and some of those areas will be coming up to open shop up along 19E and come into towns like Spruce Pine and Bakersville to open up. So I think the future is bright for new business startups in Mitchell. We're already seeing that with small businesses in Mitchell, and also for industry in Mitchell. We're seeing that as well.
Right. Now, if I were a guy wanting to start a business selling widgets in, let me say Spruce Pine, because I know Spruce Pine well. I know what it looks like. And suppose on Lower Street I wanted to start selling widgets. If I came to you, you know, you are different than the SBA. You really are, from what I understand.
Yes.
And what would you do if I made an appointment and sat down with you? What would you and I talk about that would help me get my business started there in Spruce Pine on Lower Street?
Well, one of the first things that all entrepreneurs want access to is capital. We'd talk about capital access. Do you have capital access? Do you have your own capital? Do you need to borrow capital? We work with a large array of vendors throughout the region, all the way to Thread Capital with the Rural Center in Raleigh, Mountain BizWorks, and also the May Coalition. We have access to capital. And then workforce is number two. Without workforce, you can't start a business. And so we work hand-in-hand with Mayland Community College, Mitchell Works, High Country Council of Governments, North Carolina Works, in getting you the trained workers for your business. So those are two of the things. And then lastly, most important, we take a bird's-eye view of your business to see if there's any grants available, and we stay on the cutting edge of grants.
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh, I heard a nasty electronic sound, so I'll bet he called back. He was just getting to the single most important thing, so he will call us right back, and I can't wait to find out more about the grants. So those are so important, and there are grants available. You just have to know where to apply, how to apply, what to put in your application, you know, to make it good and everything. And so I'm going to bring Mickey right back. And I was just saying, when you talk about grants, that is very important, because you have to know to whom you're going to apply, what you need to put in there, and you probably need some help. And are those three things that you could help John's widget company with?
Absolutely, absolutely. We fill the application out for you. We submit it to the state. We go through all the hoops. We meet with state officials. They actually plan a visit to your business, your on-site business, and they talk with you and counsel with you about the grant, what's required. And then you sign a contract and the county actually signs a contract. The money passes through the county ultimately to you if you meet the terms of the agreement. As far as, and all grants now are being tied to capital investment and number of jobs created. And a lot of folks come to me, and, you know, no shame in this, and I'd be the same way. In fact, I've had a small business myself for over 40 years and operated it on weekends. But and I know what it's like to be in business. I've been in business all my life as a sole proprietor. But the biggest thing folks want is that capital. Can I have X amount of dollars? But the state, because of the competitiveness with grants, they go a step further. They look at capital investment, and the big thing now is number of jobs created that will attain the average annualized wage for Mitchell County. Mitchell County leads the whole region with the amount of average annualized wage, and that's about $39,800 is our average annualized wage now in Mitchell. It probably might scoot down a little bit next year because of the COVID impact, but it's one of the higher average annualized wages in the Northwest Prosperity Zone. So that is the number you have to hit. So a lot of these grants leave out, and we've talked to the governor several times about this, a lot of our grants in North Carolina and even at the federal level are leaving out the small entrepreneurial folks, the restaurants, the breweries, the craft shops, the artists, because they can't attain that average annualized wage of $39,800. Now, you look at a Sebelco, or you look at Quartz, or you look at BRP, they can attain that average annualized wage fairly easy. So they have the upper hand on some of the grants that come through. So if the widgets that you're selling are wooden and you're not going to sell too many of them, likely you're not going to qualify for a grant. And that's some bad news for entrepreneurs in the state and even in Mitchell County. And hopefully in the years to come, we can start to turn that ball around and overcome that.
That's a good positive. That's a really good positive statement. I've got to say that. Now, being in Mitchell County, I guess the two main population centers you have are Bakersville and Spruce Pine, correct?
That's correct.
And have you had some positive movement on that salary indicator in the last 3 years with your activity? I mean, you had a lot of activity in Cherokee. You knew what you were doing, and you were helping bring people in. I know part was tourism. But there in Mitchell County, have you seen an increase in the last 3 years of annualized wage?
Well, we have seen an increase, and it's borne out by the North Carolina Department of Commerce numbers. It's inched up, and it's even surpassed Yancey County as far as the average annualized wage. Now, you have to take that. You know, like any statistics, you can skew it. It can be skewed very easily. The number I look at is the number of Mitchell County eligible workforce that is driving out of the county. Now, that number right now is about 36.8% of Mitchell County's eligible workforce drives out of the county to work. And they're going either to Altec or Baxter, most of them. Some of them go to other jobs outside. But when I look at that, I use that as a recruitment tool, because when the industry comes in to look, or an industry is going to expand, where can I get the workers? Well, we have 36.8% driving out of the county. And I like to see that number go down every year instead of go up every year. And be able to be competitive and get the number down, we have to make sure that our existing industry, don't leave those folks out, because we have Unum just became Sebelco last year, and we have the Quartz, and we have BRP, Barkhouse, and others, McManus Hard Microwave on Beans Creek. Some of those are high-tech, and what we have to do is to be able to offer competitive salary and benefits to keep those people here and to keep those industries growing. So that number is the real key number that I'm looking at. I am looking at that eligible workforce that is in the county and going out of the county.
And I assume that you have a pipeline that also comes from the county through Malin Community College into the manufacturing there in Mitchell County, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So you're part. I know you have to be partner for them in some way, because
they
do. Facilitate.
Alan Cook does a great job. We have a partner with him on our business breakfast for our local businesses. Right now, the topic of our virtual business breakfast, everything's gone virtual, as you well know, is centered around the COVID-19 pandemic and how you can rebrand yourself, get online, and attract business that way. And that's what we're doing now. Chamber of Commerce is also involved with that. And then we partner with the college on a lot of things. John Boyd, Dr. Boyd, sits on our Economic Development Commission. He's been a member for several years. I worked with him when I was High Country Council of Governments director. Dr. Boyd's doing a great job with the Pine Bridge Project, the project just across the river from Main Street, Spruce Pine. It's going to be connected by the Pine Bridge. There'll be a Coliseum over there. They'll have some of their they're moving some of their programs over there. There'll be a brewery over there along with a hotel. So that project promises to give us some synergy in Spruce Pine and Mitchell County as that project begins to develop and come online.
Sounds like you've really got a lot going. That 19W, that's now, if I'm not mistaken, when you get to Asheville, it's 23E19W. Is that correct? Is that the artery you're talking about?
Everybody refers to it in Spruce Pine as 19E. It's 19 coming east off of 26 as it comes through into Spruce Pine. Dead ends right there into Spruce Pine and becomes a two-lane road.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what Spruce Pine needs for people to get there. Because I'll tell you what, it's a mighty tough battle getting up, 226 from Marion to Little Switzerland down to Spruce Pine. I mean, it's beautiful, but golly.
Yeah, it's a trucker's nightmare to drive that road, John.
I know it is. And Robert, you were saying about wintertime. What were you going to say?
Nothing. You've got to get up and down that in the wintertime if you're coming that road. So, 19E is going to make it more accessible for people in bad weather. So that's key.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's really not going to affect Little Switzerland so much, because that is a tourist destination, and that's also a place where people tend to have second homes. So people who are going to go to Little Switzerland, they're really not going to see mental effect from 19E coming in. Is that about right, Mickey?
About right. I don't know. You look at it, a lot of your Little Switzerland traffic will come up 226, comes off the Blue Ridge Parkway and some of that, but you will get some. Now, I don't know that it's going to equal the amount off the 226 out of Marion and Parkway, but hopefully in years to come, as we begin to market more and more, it'll be close.
Right. Well, sounds like a lot of great things are happening over there in the Mitchell County area. You don't totally deal with tourism so much as you do with the nuts and bolts of manufacturing and jobs, correct?
That's right. We help out. We partner with. We do allocate money to the Chamber of Commerce to get in more of the tourism, although we have gotten involved with the ARC Outdoor Gear grant last year. I sit on the Outdoor Gear Board in Asheville with Mountain BizWorks, Matt Raker, driving that project. I'm on the board. Patty's on the board. Patty Jensen at the Chamber. We were on the ground floor of that grant. It was an ARC grant that we all signed up for last year and worked on, and it got north of $1.2 million. The Outdoor Gear Conference this year is going to be virtually online. It was planned for the West North Carolina Ag Center this year, a big, big event, but COVID nixed that, and it's all going to be online in October, and they'll be getting some information out on that very shortly. And then this year we are working with High Country Council of Governments and Land of Sky on another ARC grant that promotes tourism through the arts and crafts industry, and that grant is going to be about $900,000, and it's going to kind of promote tourism into visiting our arts and crafts galleries in the Northwest Prosperity Zone. So there's about 10 or 11 counties that's been asked to participate. We've already sent, the EDC has already sent a letter of interest on that one, and that we will participate on that grant, and hopefully we can get that money in for our local artisans and some of our galleries and craft shops.
Well, I know that would be helpful. I know in Robert's line of work, which is business promotion, the more those folks have, the more they can make. Is that right, Robert?
Absolutely. We're working with a few of them with Alan, and so, you know, we're trying to learn more of what they need and just get, as Mickey said, you know, the online presence and get them known up here in Mitchell County, because they're hidden away gems here.
Well, certainly are. I can tell you, before the two of you were in that area, I can tell you that 25 years ago, things were pretty sparse up there in Mitchell County. There were more black bears and Bigfoot roaming around than there were people, I think. That's changed a little bit. And I know that in part of my business is running festivals and events, and I've just gone online or outside, and that's the way it is. The counties where I run Mickey, in case you haven't heard, I run the Georgia Bigfoot Conference and the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference and the South Carolina Lizard Man Festival. And here in 2020, they're either online or outside, and people are excited. I mean, they really are. They don't care. And I just tell everybody, bring an umbrella. Either it'll be hot or raining or it'll be beautiful. So you can put your umbrella to the side, but just bring it and come on, you know. I think
I just talked to Ernie. You may know John. You may know Ernie Evans. I've just recently made acquaintance with Ernie, and he runs a lot of these bluegrass festivals all over the country, out of Florida. And he was going to plan one at Mitchell County at a location, and with COVID, of course, it nixed it. But he's having to move all of his bluegrass stuff online. Now too as well, so unique talent.
Well, you know, it was interesting. We never had more than 700 people at the South Carolina Lizard Man Festival. Ran it for 2 years, and I was fairly happy with 700 people. But when we put it online, we had 2,200 people from all over the world that couldn't travel. I mean, you know, you can't even find Bishopville on the map. Hardly, much less get there for an event. But then, you know, you put it online and everybody, we had people from Australia, people from Russia were listening to the Lizard Man Festival. It just really opens up a lot of doors. And so we're doing a blended thing here with our big time of the year is September. That's when we run Tennessee and Georgia Bigfoot conferences. So we're going to be covering those through Zoom. We're going to be having that broadcast, and we're going to have the festival in the standard locations. So there'll be two ways for people to get there to the festival, so it opens it up to a lot more people. There's still the folks who are kind of close there and like to come there and socialize. They're going to be able to do that, so I think it's going to work. And so now I tell you what, I've asked a bunch of questions. Robert, I'd like for you to ask the most pressing question you've got, and then we will close and ask Mickey what his message is to everybody. So, Robert, what is the burning question that you've got for Mickey at the Economic Development Commission?
Mickey, what from Mitchell County, what kind of businesses would you like to see if you had a wish list? Anything you can pick. What would you like to see come into Mitchell County to help the residents here?
If I had a number one choice, Robert, that would be a hotel. We need a chain hotel. I'm not talking four star. I'm just talking, you know, a price point of about $80 median average a year a night. I know that price point's going to go up. That way, it don't compete with you know, it won't compete with Little Switzerland, which offers the high end, and it really won't compete with John Boyd's hotel over at Pine Bridge, which is going to be around 34 boutique rooms, and that price point will be a little higher. But if we had one at around a price point around $80 to $90 a night, that we could you know get around 125 rooms to 150 rooms, then when we have a festival. Festival's not just a day festival. It becomes a three-day festival. We can keep a family in town and circulate the dollar and multiply the dollar more than what we can now, because what happens, and John probably knows this with the Bigfoot festivals, if you have hotels there for folks to stay, you can create something that's going to last 3 days as opposed to just one evening or one day, and we need to multiply that dollar while they're in town. We need to get them to shop in our shops, eat in our restaurants, go on tours, go rafting with WNC Outfitters, all that. And then a close second to that, I have to double pick, is industry. We always need new industry come in. We just sold our industrial park to PRC, that's landed a contract with Amazon out of Charlotte. They're going to be hiring massive amounts of people. Hopefully the salaries will be in a great salary range and benefits, but that's gone now. So we're actively looking for, Robert, we're, as you know, we're actually looking for an industrial site along 19E, because we have one of 221 opportunity zones in North Carolina. We were able to apply for an opportunity zone status and was able to get one just right here in Spruce Pine. And with that being an opportunity zone, it gives so many more tax advantages to local industry. So we hope to attract an industry. We hope to land another industrial park now that we've sold ours to an expanding industry. Those are on my wish list, Robert.
There you go. That's not a bad list. Is there any kind of property? Does it have to be a certain size or just along 19E?
Well, generally, if you look at the cookie cutter shell buildings that's on the North Carolina Department of Commerce website and some of the ones that's been built, they're between 30 and 50,000 square feet with 32-foot high ceilings with at least three docking ports for tractor trailer. So you're going to need, you're going to need a lot that's not any smaller than 5 acres, and if you can buy 20, that gives you plenty of room for future expansion into that park. So, you know, you want water sewer there, you want natural gas already to, close by, and you want high-speed internet close by.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's a good wish list.
That's really something, Yeah, we better call the Tooth Fairy up real quick now.
That's right, it's hard to find.
Mickey's on it. I have no doubt that piece of property will come up in the next few months with him on the job looking for it.
Well, that is great, Mick. And what, as we close the show, we got 2 minutes. What would you like your message to be to everybody listening to you on this episode of Visit Mount Mitchell?
Well,
you
I
got
just
90
want
seconds.
To say an honor to be in Mitchell, an honor to serve the people. Economic development's a team sport. We all in this together. We all have to work together, pull together, get a positive frame of mind and attitude, and put the negativity aside and move forward. It's a team sport. We're here to help you 24/7. Anything that we can do, we'll do. No mountain's too high, we'll climb them.
Excellent.
That means you will be climbing Mount Mitchell, and that's great.
That's right.
That is a mountain this high. Beautiful today. Mickey, thank you so much. I want to first thank my co-host, the guy that helps make all this possible, Robert Storch of Wonderfy. You keep moving and shaking and baking and grooving over there, Robert, and keep everything moving in those towns. And Mickey, thank you very much for everything that you do for the community, the county, and the whole area. And we look forward to working with you as much as we can, because we're here to get the word out. So thank you to our guest today, Mickey Duvall of Mitchell County Economic Development, co-host Robert Storch, and sometimes anchor, sometimes floating around, Dr. John Stamey from beautiful, sunny, hurricane-bound Myrtle Beach. So we'll talk to you next week on Mount Mitchell.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye. Thank you, Mickey.
Bye.
Thank you, John.